Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
When young John Bunyan was just 15 years old, his mother died suddenly. 1 month later, his sister Margaret also died. 1 month after that, his father, unable to cope, brought another woman home. Young John was thrust into disillusionment. Then civil war broke out in England between the army of King Charles I and the troops of the Parliament, led by Oliver Cromwell. Bunyan joined the Parliament army, which won the war after 2 years of fighting. Another dramatic church swing took place. Parliament established a Presbyterian system of church order throughout England. Presbyterian means the church is governed by a group. It was a rebellion against the King's Anglican Church, which was governed by a single man, the bishop. There are no real records of Bunyan's life over the next 15 years because he didn't keep a diary. From that period, we have his first book, Grace Abounding to the Chief of Sinners. In it, he takes his readers from the early stages of godless profanity to one of confusion, error, and complexity, and then on to heights of spiritual joys. During that time, Bunyan was exposed to a host of religious persuasions. In addition to the Anglican and Presbyterian churches, independent preachers sprang up everywhere. Among them, Captain Paul Hobson, an ardent Baptist who emphasized the vital importance of regeneration and the work of the Holy Spirit indwelling the life of the believer.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.